We have learned that when people ask how any of us are doing, and when they really listen to the answer with an open heart and mind, the load of grief often becomes lighter for all of us. In being invited to share our pain, together we take the first steps toward healing. From The Losses We Share by Meghan Markle, New York Times, 25th of November, 2020. Prologue. Somewhere, at the very top of the house, a baby was crying. Lila stood in the shadowed, high-ceilinged hallway. On the walls, the light was just good enough to make out a row of portraits in grand golden frames. She squinted to study the details. The first was an old-fashioned Italian-style painting of Madonna and Child. The Virgin Mother stared at her with an inscrutable expression while breastfeeding her baby. For some reason, the painting gave Lila a sense of deep unease. She kept walking, hearing the baby in the distance. Lila didn't recognize the house, and yet it felt somehow familiar. Why wasn't someone comforting the baby? She started to hurry along the hallway, trying to work out where the noise was coming from. The hallway seemed to lengthen and telescope away. She walked briskly past the paintings. Next was a family posed in a traditional grouping, with two King Charles Spaniels sitting docile at their feet. The mother's voluminous skirts and pulled-in bodice suggested the 1700s. Then a more modern painting of a young child reading a book. Next again, a black and white photo of a baby sleeping. Each one made Lila feel worse, a combination of sadness and panic. She had a feeling that something terrible would happen if she didn't get to the baby in time. And yet, something in her wanted to stop and gaze at the pictures too. There was a longing in her that rose up like a wave. To hold a child against her body, to stroke its soft cheek, to feel its warm heaviness in her arms. As is so often the way in dreams, Lila's brain